by life and by death, I will never forsake my Lord and his church.
Amen.
Thank you.
seated.
请坐。
We have a few announcements. We'd like you to pay attention. If you have your bulletin with you, this will be an exciting time for vacation Bible school. We have many students registered already. All these are new family, and many of them have not come to know Jesus yet. We are just so glad that they are willing to come and join us. And our teachers working hard to prepare for them. And so, shall we all stand and welcome Wesley as he comes in? All right. Okay. Offering this morning, we still want to invite you to join our vacation Bible school. New friends are welcome, and of course they have to pay $50 now instead of $40. All right, but you say, "Oh, it's not you know, they cannot afford it." Then let me know, okay? Someone will pay for the $10 for them, okay? So we would want them to come instead of not coming to VBS. And then especially this, God is so good. We have a special expertise in Taekwondo, you know, in the Kung Fu stuff. They'll come and show us. And also on Tuesday, oh, guess what? We have a professional magicians coming to perform. This guy, each show at least $750, usually $1,700, you know? And it's a very professional magician, and he's going to come, and we thank God that he will come for very, very minimum cost, and we don't have to pay that much. So we are so happy to have him come. So, our parents all are welcome to visit our vacation Bible school any day, and we have so far 20 helpers and workers, and we are so glad about that. And then our 7th, 8th grader, of course, will be playing ball at the Chinese school gym also. And then notice that there will be a Harvest Crusade coming up this weekend. We'd like to invite you to go. It's a very fantastic time. Everything is free. You just have to pay for the parking. You can park outside, $5. Inside is $10. And then you can really listen to some excellent Amy awarded music and great preaching. You'll be really blessed by this service every night. And then let me see, we will have a picnic, oh, by the way, okay? picnic is on August the 14th. We have a sign-up sheet, right? Where is the sign-up sheet? Sign-up sheet is
with each cell group,
meaning Alice Wong and who else? Frank Tang and who else? Hui Ming, yeah, okay. They have the sign-up sheet, so be sure to sign so that we know you're coming, all right? If you like to bring some sweetie or some dessert and some little food, that's fine, but the main dish already provided, okay? Oh, this is going to be exciting. And coming up in our church, really fantastic. Praise the Lord. And now, right now, I'd like to welcome those that are here, new, visiting us. Is there any new friends? Is your first time here? Would you kindly stand and let us recognize? Yes.
This is my friend Lorraine from school.
Lorraine? Wonderful. We're so glad to have you. Thank you. Yes. Andrew, all right. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, any others that are new friends here? We would like our new friends to fill up one of the registration slip if you can. And then also, let me see. I think in the back we have some old friends, right? Oh, surprise me. Okay, Brother Simon, stand up and your family. And yeah, their children. Oh, wow. Great. Okay. Where's the boy? Is he here? Oh, he's not. Okay. All right. We're so glad to have Simon and his family and wonderful brothers. Love the Lord. Come and visit us. Okay. And also, we are so glad to have a missionary come to visit us, a planting, church planting pastor, Carlson Poon, and his wife, Fanny. Would you stand? All right. We're so glad to have them. And their children too, three boys. Okay? Okay, thank you. Please be seated. God bless you. Yeah, Carlson is serving in Mexicali, you know, the border between Calexico and Mexicali, serving among the Chinese there. About 10,000 Chinese live there. He crossed the border every day to minister to them. So pray for them. And may God bless them, lead many Chinese to Jesus. Oh, now, would the usher come forward as we take the offering this morning. And we have three ushers, and then, yes. And if you are not a Christian yet, please, you do not need to put anything in the plate. Just pass along the bag. That would be good enough. Thank you. This is for Christians who want to give praise and honor to God. Shall we all stand together and we will sing the doxology?
Thank you.
Right now, before the message, we'd like you to turn your Bible to Matthew 24 and see the sign of his coming. While you're doing that, our sister Josephine is going to play a little music, special number for us. And we're so glad that Josephine can come to help us this morning to take the place of Margaret, because Margaret, our director, is taking a vacation just this week. And so pray for her. And Josephine, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Josephine. Praise the Lord. Now, this subject is seldom preached concerning the coming King, who is our Lord Jesus. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came here about 2,000 years ago, and then he left us after he have accomplished his salvation by dying on the cross for us and then resurrected and went back to heaven. But he has promised that he will come again. And however, many people do not like to hear that subject. One time, many years ago, a pastor was preaching about the second coming of Jesus. One lady after church was very angry, and she came, she walked out of church and told the pastor, he says, "Don't preach on this subject again." The pastor, why? He says, I'm not ready for his coming. He says, I'm not ready. If he come, well, I have to fix everything, and I have to clean my life, and I have to do all the stuff. And she just felt that she need to be ready. And sure, it is true. We need to be ready. But he comes whether you're ready or not. He is on his schedule. And as we look at the world today, we can see some of the signs that Jesus has predicted. When his disciples asked him, what are the signs of your coming? And then he just categorized by them some of the signs. Now, many of the others are not mentioned here, but just some of the signs you can see today because of the multiplication of forced teaching and the false messiahs and people claiming that they are the savior. Even in China, there is a lady claimed that she is the brother of Jesus or something related to Jesus, and then she created a cult called the Lightning Cult. And guess what? They went to churches and they scared the people in some of the underground churches and brought a lot of people with her. And so things are happening all over, not only in Los Angeles and Orange County. Many, many messiahs in many countries and certainly prophets. It's interesting that recently some people, just last week, and some lady, I asked her, well, are you studying Bible? Have you accepted Christ? She said, yes, I've accepted Christ. I know the Lord. I've been baptized. Then are you studying Bible? Yes, she said, yes, I'm studying with a group that come to my home. And this is a two person wearing very good tie and come Saturday, you know, knocking at the door. And want to study Bible with her, and she didn't know much. She was a new Christian, so study the Bible with her. And then I say, let me show what kind of book they show you. And she brought it to me, and it is the Book of Mormon. Now it says, this is not the right Jesus that you're believing. Because why? The Book of Mormon, it is a group, a lot of interpretations by men alone. You study the Book of Mormon and their doctrine, you'll see they're full of their own prophets from the Mormon church to tell you what to do, what kind of underwear you should wear, in fact, when you get baptized. And, all the little things and how Jesus came, he was a brother of a Satan, all kinds of funny things. They're serious. They're good people. Don't misunderstand me. They're nice people. They do a lot of good things for you. They're good for this country in the past. But yet, religiously speaking, will they get to heaven? I'm sorry, they would not. Because their Jesus is different. They're false prophet. And it is totally wrong. And then, of course, there are wars and rumors of wars, racial hatreds, famine, contagious disease, AIDS, all kinds of other diseases, some of the new ones that are developing every year. Doctors are worried about some new germs. And then, of course, earthquakes. None of us living in California can escape the fact that earthquakes is increasing. This is proven. It is accepted by the scientific community. More and more earthquakes are happening. Some of them are really serious. And then, of course, the persecution of Christians, not only in some of the undeveloped country or some countries that are ruled by certain dictator religions and doctrines, and they're persecuting many Christians today. Many of them are in jails today. Many got killed even daily in India, Pakistan, many other places. Christians are being killed. And then love grows cold, Jesus says. In the last day, people don't love each other as much, and you can see that. You can see the moral decline. You can see how people don't care for each other anymore. Even in America, right here, people just don't care for each other. We're getting colder and colder toward each other. Never greet each other in the name of laziness. You already know me, and you know things, oh, who care? You know, as long as can be practical and make some money, that's good enough. Love grows cold. And then, of course, the gospel is being preached to the whole world. Thank God. Now the Bible is being translated in all languages. By the year of 2020, they predict even the tribal area, some of the toughest places that people never gone into, they will translate the New Testament for them by the Wycliffe translator. And the gospel is being beamed and broadcast throughout the entire world. As long as you have a TV or a computer and radio, you'll hear the gospel. And Jesus said, when the gospel is being preached to the world, I will come. And then, of course, the world is moving toward a dictator. Many of you have heard of the story about 666, and that's mentioned in Revelation. If you read that in Revelation chapter 13, predicting that someday there will be a world dictator whose number is 666. I don't know whether it's computer number or what, but anyway, it is related to 666 anyway, and that he will live himself as God and rule and will control the world's economy. You say, how could that be happen? I tell you, actually, today, there are great scholars, great politicians, people that are proposing that because they feel that that's the only way the world economy will survive. And we eliminate all the problems in the world by having united currency. You already know Europe has united currency, right? And they are moving. That United Nation, Europe is moving to push U.S. dollar will join with them. And soon they want the whole world to follow suit, united currency. So, you know, these things are happening. And you know, the Israel has become Christian, a nation, independent, 1948, in May 14. And that is a outstanding fulfillment of the prophecy. After a nation had been devastated and lost their identity for so long, and they now become a strong nation, but yet the Bible predicts they will have war with everyone. Most everyone. And you look at the United Nations today, you look at the whole world today, is there any country that's really for Israel? Very few, except United States. And even United States, right now, it is, seems to be backing away and away from them. Now, I'm not talking about politics, I'm not saying Israel is right. There are many things that they didn't do right. But that is the situation. See, and that is the prediction of Jesus concerning his coming. But many of us would misunderstand the way that Jesus come. How did he come? How did it work? So I would like to just help you and remind you there are two phases of his coming. The first stage, and then an interlude, and then the second stage. Okay, the first phrase of his coming is this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, you'll see that Paul, the apostle, is saying that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Thus the thief announced to you that he will come, which night? Tonight? No way. He will just suddenly come. You're not expected that he will come. And then what are you going to do when the thief comes? And what are you going to do when your house, you know that you're going to have problem, right? You want to prepare for that. You want to build up your security, and you want to prepare your life. Now, so it is. Jesus is not thief. He will come, however, suddenly. And then are you prepared? If he is coming, for example, next Sunday, okay? He will announce, he says, I will come next Sunday. What are you going to do? How are you going to prepare for his coming? Will you be saying that, okay, it's all right? Would the things that you'll be doing set his heart athrill? If Christ should come next Sunday, would he find me loyal, true, in my place with my influence doing what he helped me to do? If Christ should come next Sunday, let's suppose he came at 10, would he hear me answer present in the class I should attend? Or we may not even join Sunday school. If Christ would come next Sunday, if he came just at 11, would he find me in his service singing praises unto heaven? Christians are to live with the expectancy of his coming soon. And when he come, the Bible said the Lord Jesus, this is the first phrase, when he came, he will come in the cloud. Would you join me in reading 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Ready? For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now this is the way that he will show up, not on the earth, up there. And then how did he come? The Bible's, in fact, Paul in 1 Corinthians tells us, when he come at that time, it will be like a blinking of an eye. He doesn't announce it, you know, he just bring his eye, then he come, and then not the world, whole world know. Only at that time, the first phrase, Christians know. So how fast can you bring your eye? Just like that. Oop, you're up there already. You're faster than the astronaut. And you'll be meeting him in the air. That's what Jesus a word tells us. And then he says we will be caught up to meet him in the air. Would you join me in also reading this verse, please? After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we'll be with the Lord forever. That caught up in the original word is rapture. Means the zoop. You'll be up there, and you will meet him up in the sky and not on earth yet. And so Paul continued to say, when Christ, who is your life, appear, then you will appear with him in glory. So you will at that time change. Your body will not be like this. Your whole person change. The body, the function, the physical body change to be a glorified body, just like Jesus when he was resurrected. And then, what are we going to do after that? Here it is. Believers will then be judged and participate in the marriage feast of the Lamb. We have read some of the passage this morning. It says, let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen brought, bright, clean, and giving to her. Fine linen stand for the righteous acts of sin. Ah, that's interesting. This is the one time we find in the Bible, when you see Jesus, you need to have righteous act. But did you say, Jesus forgive my sin. I confess. Do I get to go to see him? Yes, you will. But at the same time, he does demand you. After you become a Christian, you will live like a Christian. You will have righteous act. If you don't have that, I might scare you a little bit. It might not be there. Then you are, what are you going to do? You're down here on earth. What will you be doing on earth? Well, you'll find out later. You will not be up there yet. God will put you down on earth. Let you continue to be tested in trial. But if you have that, as he has directed you, then your life be changed, and then you will forever to be with the Lord. And verse 9 say, right, the angel said, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. He had, these are the true word of God. In other words, God will bring all believers to join a wedding feast, a marriage ceremony of whom? The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and us, his church. If you have joined the church, you have been baptized in the church, you have trust Christ as your Savior, you'll be there and with Jesus together. And Jesus described that like a marriage feast, because this is the most happy occasion. And we will see Jesus face to face. And before that, we don't see him like the groom could not see the bride yet in the ancient time in their marriage. And then not until the bridegroom came to the house of the bride and then take her to his home. Now this is the same thing. This is the procedure. Jesus came here on the cloud and pick us up so that we'll be with him. Then he'll take us to his home. That is the marriage feast. That's what happened. You say, then, what would Christians be judged? Be evaluated? Yes, we sure will be. Now we'll be judged not because he will send us to hell, not because we'll be condemned, but we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This is a different. This is not the great white throne, terrible judgment that condemn you. No, this is a evaluation. A seeing what you have done for Jesus, whether it is good or bad. And this is called in Greek, Bima. The Bima, the judgment seat of Christ. And we will receive what we do before Christ. Now that's what happened to all the Christians. Then you say, what about those that I talk about left behind? Those that couldn't get up. Well, even you seems to have accepted Christ, but you have never really lived for Jesus. You're trying to still live your own life. Then you probably will be with the rest of the people in the world and in what the Bible calls the tribulation. If you have time, go home and you read Matthew 24, 21 to 30, you'll see what happened. And then the whole chapter 6 to 19, Revelation, all these chapters are describing the situation on earth when Christians will all be taken up and how God would judge the world at that time. Notice Revelation 3:10, he says this to the church of Philadelphia. Jesus said this, you have obeyed my teaching about not giving up your faith, so I will keep you from the time of trouble that will come to the whole world to test those who live on earth. See, God will test the rest of the people on earth. Still, give them a chance. But it is a troubled time. But if you already love Christ and you follow him, then if he just suddenly come like next Sunday or tonight, then you'll be caught up, you'll be avoiding all this testing, all this called tribulations on earth. Now we come to the second phase of the coming of the king. Now, how long, you say, that interlude between the rapture and then Jesus descend on earth? according to Bible scholar study, there will be a period of 7 years. This is called the 7 years of time of tribulation, all right? And then after the 7 years, then there will be something happening on earth. Because the world, still many people rejected Jesus. Even though Jesus sent angels to preach his gospel to the world, some people still reject him. So therefore, there would be campaign. There will be battle. There will be fighting in the world. And you see that the Bible says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice, he judges and makes war. His eyes like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe open in blood, and his name is the Word of God. No doubt, that's Jesus, right? And then the armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. Well, certainly this is not literally, as we say, your mouth is a sword. This is explaining that his spoken word, because the Bible is like sword, the Bible says, so his word could strike down. And he will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his side has the name written. What? King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. Then continue, the Bible says that in another place, in Revelation, said at that time, why he was fighting, who is he fighting with? Because the world says, the Bible is said the world is in this situation. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of dragon, that means Satan right here, out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the king of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Mighty. In other words, in those days, there were tremendous demon activities. The Satan church probably would rule over the world at that time. Like today, there is a Satan church in America already. And then behold, I come like a thief, the Bible said. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes of him, so that he may not go naked and shamefully exposed. Then they gather the kings together to the place, in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Now that's where the movie Armageddon come from. That word came. This meaning a great big campaign battle that's going on in the whole world. Among the people themselves, among the kings in the south, the Bible said the king in the north, and they fight the king from the east, they will come all the way, and they gather there to fight, and eventually these forces join together is against Israel, is against Jerusalem, and that is against God. And therefore, there will be an intervention. Notice how the Bible said about the intervention. A day of the Lord is coming, when your plunder will be divided among you. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it. See that? I didn't say it myself. It's the Bible said. The city will be captured, the houses ransacked, and the women raped. Half of the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city, because there are still people that are unsaved, unbelieved, even in Jerusalem. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fight in the days of the battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be what? Split into two. Oh, interesting. And then from east to west split, forming a great valley, and with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. In other words, there will be an earthquake, and geologists agree right there in Mount of Olives, there is a big earthquake fault down there. And that will come, and then Jesus at that time will rule and help his nation, defend for his nation, Israel, because he came from Israel. And then there will be total disasters at that time. And then when he has eliminated all the enemies, the Bible says in, well, maybe we'll continue to see this. You're free by my mountain valley, for it will extend the exile. You're free as your friend from the earthquake and the day of, like the Uzziah king. Then the Lord my God will come and all the Holy One with him. On that day, there'll be no light, cold, or frost. I'll be unique day without daytime, nighttime, day known to the Lord. When evening comes, there'll be light. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of the eastern sea and half of the western sea in summer and winter. In other words, at that time, there'll be living water flowing up from Jerusalem all the way to the Dead Sea and change the entire Dead Sea. Over there in Israel become good water and sweet. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there'll be Lord and his name, the only name. And then at that time, Jesus mentioned in his word to John, the apostle, that he will establish a coming kingdom. The Bible said, and I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. That means from hell. And he seized the dragon, ancient serpent, who's the devil, and Satan bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him in the abyss and locked and sealed over him, keep him from deceiving the nation anymore until 1,000 years end. After that, he must set free for a short time. And I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge, and saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus. This is those Christians that have believed Jesus during the tribulation time. As I mentioned, there are those that going to tribulation that could be Christian. There are some that believe, have become Christian at that time. So these are the people that God will help them. And then they had not worshipped the beast of his image, had not received his mark in their forehead or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. That means those people will be resurrected. And then Christians will join together to rule the world for 1,000 years with the capital in Jerusalem. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God, of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. So this is what the Bible believer always called the millennium kingdom, where Jesus will literally rule in the world for 1,000 years. And then afterwards, Satan will be unbounded and come out, and then he would deceive the world again at that time. And then God deal with him again. And then he will create a new heaven and new earth. But at this 1,000-year millennium kingdom, the Bible said, all will come to worship Jesus. Notice the Bible said, then the survivor from all nations have attacked Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the king, the Lord Almighty, and to celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacle. If any of the people of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, they will have no rain. In other words, everyone is going to force to go to church. You don't want to go to church? Sorry, you're going to have a problem. That's how Jesus ruled at that time. Man still have freedom. You still have free will under his rule. And if you don't worship him, you'll be in big trouble. That's why Queen Victoria of England many years ago, when they heard these kind of when she heard these messages, she was willingly to say, I want Jesus come now. And then the people say, why are you queen? Why do you want Jesus come now? Well, she says, I love the Lord. I want to be at that time personally put my crown before his feet and worship him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Because at that time, all will be the subject of Jesus. And then Isaiah 59:19-20 says, from the west, men will fear the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent up flood, and the breath of the Lord drives along. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and those in Jacob will repent of their sins, declare the Lord. Look at the prophet Isaiah continue to say, in many, many passages, I just show you just a couple. Herds of camel will cover your land. Young camel of Midian, Ephah, and all the sheep will come bearing gold in the, these are the area around Israel. All Kedar flocks will be gathered to you, rams of Naboth, and will serve you. They will accept as offering on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. Who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to the nest? Surely the island looks to me. In other words, people way outside the islands, including America, will come, look to him. In the lead are the ships of Tashi, Spain. Bring your son from afar with the silver and gold to the honor of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. And Isaiah 66:18-23 said, and I, because of their action and their imagination, am about to come and gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. From one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. Brothers and sisters, these are not just some crazy, fancy legends or what. This is in the Dead Sea Scroll. This is Isaiah's own word. This is the word of God. And if God said so, will he not accomplish it? I'll be smart enough to say, yes, he will. And so what's the conclusion? Let us all read together, shall we? Would you join me in conclusion? Reading Matthew 24. No one knows about that day of hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. This was in the day of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in that day before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they know nothing about what would happen. The flood came and took them away. And this is how it is at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on that day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at that time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So he also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is a solemn and serious exhortation to all of us. Don't just think about your computer next week, what you're going to do, and all those things. But behind that, thinking that Jesus can come anytime, the first stage at least, will take his people out. Last several weeks, I talked to you about Noah's Ark, right? Some of you saw the picture. I'm so sorry the picture wasn't that clear, but I hope you go into Noah's Ark, search noahsark.net, okay? And you see all those beautiful, beautiful pictures. It's interesting. It's up to the Chinese that find Noah's Ark. Isn't that interesting? Of all the people in the world, all the people looking for Noah's Ark, it's the Chinese team that find it and see this ancient wood and see the grand structures under the ice cave. Wow, I believe someday you will see more and we'll show it to you. Interesting, isn't it? God let us know his Ark what is the ark for? The ark was standing as a symbol in Noah's day that God's word is true, and you need to prepare for it because flood will come. So it is Noah's day today. God let the Chinese team, adventure team, find the ark and let us realize he's coming is soon. He's coming is soon, like the day of the flood. So let us be ready. And finally, shall we all read these words as the Peter exhort us to do? Please. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Brothers and sisters, I trust that you will have that grace when Jesus Christ revealed. Let us pray. Father, we pray that this morning, as we meditate upon your word, our hearts and our lives will be awakened to the fact that we cannot go on doing the things as we are. We need to get right of you and do it soon. And we pray that you will help those who have not known Jesus today will come to be baptized and following you and believe and trust in Jesus as their personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, for answer our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us turn to number 284, Lord, I am coming home. 284, would you spin play for us, please? Lord, I'm coming home. And this is your Christian home, your spiritual home. And I'm inviting you today to come to Jesus. You are Christians, but you have been baptized, you follow him now. You have not been a Christian, then you accept Jesus, ask him to forgive your sin, come into your heart, and you express your desire to be baptized. We invite you to come. So we all stand, 284, Lord, I am coming home. And as we sing just one stanza, would you come right away, all right? Please do not delay. I want. Going to observe the Lord's Supper. We want to invite everyone to join us if you're Christians already. But if you are not yet, then you can observe, but please do not eat the bread or drink the cup until you'll be Christian. So this Lord's Supper is not for everyone who come to church, but only for those who have accepted Jesus and invite him to your heart and be baptized, belong to a church. So we welcome you to join us, whether you're immersed or sprinkled, but you've been baptized, we will invite you to join us. So now let us bow together in prayer. 请各位低头祷告, 我们准备心灵来接受主餐。 Brother Gary, Frank.
巴不得我们在教会看到更多的人能够归在你的名下，祷告不配。 as you're holding this piece of unleavened bread, you are holding the body of Christ, the representation of His body. And as you eat, you are eating the body of Christ. Representation that He become a part of you. He is inside of you. He'll live in you forever. Let us pray.
Because of your
going to help us purchase a lot of this box. This is a box that we would promote in our church, that you will take it freely to give to anyone who is in need. They are just food items. They're just food, all kinds of dry food. And we will go to give to anyone in your friends that you know need this. Maybe a single parent family, maybe a family just come from out of state, a refugee, or anyone, maybe a homeless. You see this family has need, we freely give, no question asked. And we have some one or two gospel tracts in there, that's all. So this love offering is going to help us to do that, okay? And then we would like you to let us know that you have some family, you want to, how many boxes you have. You may want 100 boxes, 1,000 boxes, doesn't matter. We will give it to you. No question asked, free, and give to the people in Orange County. Did you know that in Orange County there's 450,000 people that go to bed hungry? Orange County. And so we want to be a part to help them. So we would encourage you, let me know, let our ushers know, and how many boxes you want. We will order as many as you need and have those people who need food. 我们有这个盒子里面都是食物，都是干粮，好好的食物，非常好的。我们里面可能有一些福音单张，就是教会跟这个这样子，但是是免费送给你的朋友，任何一个朋友，或者刚从马来西亚来，刚从大陆来，刚从台湾任何人是单身的。 或者家里有任何的需要，我们都愿意给他一个盒子，所以你随时拿，大家不需要说我要给什么资料没有，你说我需要，就马上去 ，OK？ 所以我们这个奉献是用来买这些盒子，给大家送给所有城县那些需要食物的。我们知道，据统计。 在城县 Orange County 甘县这个地方，每天晚上可能有45万个人没肚子不够，当然他们有的吃啊，但是不是真的死粮啊，就是随便吃一些 candy 啊，吃一些糖果就睡觉，所以我们希望帮助城县，所以。 希望大家，你告诉我，告诉我阿水，你需要多少盒子，我们就准备你，可能下个月就给大家送给各位。好，请各位一起站立，我们为这个奉献祷告。我们请唐伯伯，我们祷告。
Brother David, would you pray for us? Pray again.
是感谢天父，不感谢赞美，万有都是你儿子，也感谢赐福，老，今天我们奉献，把这个月需要的，叫居家三周平安、善会，所有需要祷告，爱奉主耶稣基督圣名祈。Amen.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, both now and forevermore. Amen. Lord bless you. Go to Sunday school now, or continue to remain for Chinese worship. 中文的崇拜继续开始，记得可以参加主持。